You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Coming up, a Wisconsin veteran was raped during her time in the military. Now she's turned her story into a play to explore the issue of sexual assault in the armed forces.
First, President Trump had an interview with the publication that he has long criticized yesterday, the New York Times. The president expressed frustration with the ongoing Russia probe and criticized his Attorney General, Jeff Sessions.
Sessions should have never recused himself. And if he was going to recuse himself, he should have told me before he took the job and I would have picked somebody else.
Mm-hmm. He gave you no heads up at all in any sense?
Zero. Okay. So Jeff Sessions takes the job, gets into the job, recuses himself. I then have, which frankly, I think is very unfair to the president.
The president's statement was a public break from one of his staunchest supporters. Sessions responded today saying that he would continue to serve in his position, quote, as long as that is appropriate.
Barry Burden joins us now to tell us more about how the Russia investigation is impacting the White House. He's a professor of political science and director of the Elections Research Center at UW-Madison. Barry, welcome back.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So how unusual does it strike you as being that the president would be so openly critical of his attorney general?
Well, there's a lot that's unusual about this interview. It's amazing that the theme this week from the White House is Made in America. I think that's been stepped all over by other things that are happening, including this surprising interview. It really is surprising that he spent as much time as he did in the interview criticizing his own Department of Justice officials. Jeff Sessions was a loyal campaign spokesperson when Trump was running for president, was one of the first appointments, and obviously stepped aside as part of this recusal. But Trump then went on to criticize his deputy, Rod Rosenstein, who has helped to appoint the special counsel. Trump also criticized the special counsel, Robert Mueller, and others. And as you heard in that clip, described all of this as unfair. So it really was a lot of criticism of a branch of government that he oversees, so it's a complicated relationship.
Does he have a point there that if he had known the attorney general would recuse himself from this investigation, he never would have picked him, and that he was hoping for a heads up from Sessions that this would have been the case, and that he was implying there pretty strongly that that would have been the courteous and the right thing to do? Does President Trump have a point? Is this something that Attorney General Sessions should have foreseen and should have talked about up front?
Well, one thing that makes the Trump presidency different is that he draws a careful line between things that most of us think of as precedents or norms or standards of how government operates and what's actually required by the law. So he has a point in that he can apply whatever litmus test he wants for appointing cabinet officials, ambassadors, or anyone else. It's at his discretion. But the norm, the standard, is to let the Department of Justice do its work fairly independently and to respect that. The president has his own personal attorney. There's also a White House counsel. And those people really help support the president as a person and as leader of the executive branch. The Department of Justice is in the executive branch, but is also viewed as having some independent authority. So I think we saw today even a number of Republican senators pushing back on Trump's statements, saying this is really not acceptable, we need to let the DOJ do its work, and in particular, Bob Mueller as the special counsel.
How much political sway does the president airing his grievances like this have with the legal mechanisms that are at play right now around him, including the Russia investigation?
I don't think much. I'm not sure what the benefit of is an interview like this, other than it allows Trump to air his grievances and may help discredit his critics. Mueller has fairly free rein to pursue the investigation where it goes. In the interview, we saw, I think, some veiled threats from Trump that Mueller ought not go too far. He reminded the interviewers that he has the right to remove Mueller from office, and really anyone who's high up in the DOJ, and that he said he didn't want Mueller going into his family and, you know, pursuing the finances of his sons or his son-in-law. He thought that was a step too far, and that might be a case to remove Mueller. So that's one, I think, tangible action that could come out of the interview. But otherwise, it's largely him airing his gripes.
Now, President Trump has already dismissed former now FBI Director James Comey. Let's just play hypothetical now. Let's say he did decide to dismiss the special prosecutor, special investigator, and that would mean he dismissed two of the top officials investigating him. What would that mean?
I think there would be a firestorm in Washington. A number of members of Congress, particularly those in his party, have let the Russia matters go and haven't commented on it, haven't taken action, because they believe it's in the hands of Robert Mueller, and they wanted to let that play out. The Congress itself has a couple of committees, one in the House, one in the Senate at least, who are investigating. There's some, the FBI is looking into this, but I think there's some concern about each of those investigations. And it's really Mueller where we hope the truth will come out in a fair and timely fashion. If Trump were to interrupt that process by removing Mueller and maybe others in the Justice Department, I think you'd see a number of Republican senators, people like Lindsey Graham, Ben Sasse, John McCain, and others, who would come out and say this is completely unacceptable, and they would push the administration to take some different sort of action.
Barry Burton is with us right now, professor of political science and director of the Elections Research Center at UW-Madison, looking at the president's latest reactions to the Russia investigation and also his recent public criticism of his attorney general, Jeff Sessions. And Barry, you just mentioned Senator John McCain, and news broke recently this week that he's dealing now with brain cancer, which sounds as though it's quite serious. Do you see, McCain has been very vocal during this first 6 months of the Trump presidency. He has often been critical of the president. Do you see this development with John McCain's health impacting politics in Washington?
It does in a couple of ways. One is what you've already mentioned, that McCain has been a critic of the administration. In fact, even from his recovery today, he was issuing statements critical of the administration on changes it's making to Syria policy and arming rebels who have been fighting the Assad regime. I think he'll continue to do that. But to the degree he's absent from the Senate because of his health, I think it makes it more difficult for the Republicans to move health care or tax reform or any of the other priorities, again, that are being covered up by all of the discussion of Russia and Mueller and what the DOJ is doing this week.
Now, we've had some response to President Trump's interview. Attorney General Sessions said he would continue to serve. It was a very short statement, something like, I'll continue to serve as long as it is appropriate. We haven't heard anything public that I've heard, at least, from Investigator Mueller. Is that the norm for him to kind of keep his head down and keep working?
Yes, and I think that's what's earned Mueller trust from both sides of the aisle. He has a long record in Washington of doing serious nonpartisan work. He's a trusted resource, I think, for just about everyone, and he's not been in the news since his appointment as special counsel. He's been working behind the scenes and collecting information and bringing people on board to help him conduct it. So I think that's why you've got both Republicans and Democrats wanting to trust that process and get off of this topic and on to other things, particularly Republicans who have a legislative agenda they'd like to push.
Now, the president said outright that he thought it would probably be going too far if Robert Mueller would investigate the financial dealings of his son and his son-in-law. Does he have any legal grounds there, or is that fair game for the investigator?
I don't know of legal grounds that would allow him to draw those lines. He is the president, and he can draw the line wherever he wants arbitrarily and remove Mueller at any point. But if you remember the investigations that went on, say, during the Clinton administration, that started with a land deal in Arkansas, which became the Whitewater affair, but ended up with Monica Lewinsky and Bill Clinton's personal relationship with her. So these investigations do tend to be open-ended and bring in a variety of strands that maybe aren't expected at the outset.
So I want to ask you about the interview itself with the New York Times. Now, the president has been really critical of the New York Times, and the White House press briefings have been getting closed down to some extent, not allowing cameras at many briefings. And here's the president sitting down for this pretty expansive interview with the Times, this outlet he's been very critical of. What do you make of that?
Well, I think he wanted to air his views, and in particular these complaints about the investigation and the allegations about his campaign potentially being connected to Russia in some way. It's gotten very close to him because of the revelations about Donald Jr. being involved in a meeting last summer with some Russian lawyers and entertainment folks. So I think he's concerned about it. It's an ongoing grudge for him, and something that's really consumed his presidency and gotten in the way of other things he'd like to pursue. There's also a sense of that he's sort of lonely in the White House. I think Maggie Haberman, who was one of the reporters in that interview, has discussed in the past that he's sort of by himself, but he craves company and likes sharing his views and wants to express his opinions, and so he sometimes, in an impromptu fashion, just invites folks in for conversation.
Barry, thanks a lot for joining us.
Glad to be with you.
That was Barry Burden from the UW-Madison joining us to look at the president's latest reactions to the Russia investigation and his public criticism of Attorney General Jeff Sessions.